Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? To answer to these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. If you've ever wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor, I can't wait to hear your podcast. Join me on Anchor on Hip Hop Graffiti. Good morning. What's up? What's happening? It's Tuesday, January 22nd, and this is Hip Hop Graffiti. I am Ja Bliss, and I'm with Anaj the Dragon, and we are having a wonderful Dragon Tuesday.
Yay!
Hashtag Dragon Tuesday.
I thought
Jinx was a cat in a movie.
Well, from my Jinx hood, if you said Jinx, it's like, because y'all said something at the same time, and now you owe me a soda.
But
I don't drink soda.
Said it again.
No, so. But whatever. It doesn't count now, because I'm explaining something.
But the Jinx happened again.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it did, but you didn't claim it. We both said the word jinx, but nobody said jinx. Nah.
Hope you're having a good day today. Lots of news going on, of course, in the world. Government still at a standstill.
I gotta say that the moon. We watched the moon. We did get to see the moon. I said it was one day and it was actually the day that we were talking about.
Right. It happened later that day. Yeah. We thought we had missed it the night before.
Right.
And then we stayed up.
And got to see it. Well, I didn't make it all the way
beginning,
through. Right.
And almost at its totality state, we saw the red part of it. You know?
Right. And then I was like, man, I'm asleep.
They say in the past, like past kingdoms or whatever, they would consider it a bad omen. Like it's time for a change in the monarchy. Mm-hmm. Like it would be like a symbol of
like old shit,
the end of rule.
Right.
Blood.
Niggas about to come for my shit.
Off with their heads.
Right, right.
So maybe that symbolizes that, you know, the ceremonial position of power won't be there anymore for the guy that's compromising the safety and defense of the country. How can you be commander in chief and you're not paying the security force, the armed guard? You're not compensating them. You're not making sure that their families can eat.
Don't start me lying. Oh yeah, speaking of eat, shout outs to the chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Get you fried.
Great. Yeah, my first time ever frying.
They were really good.
Thank you for the experience of being around you, getting to study from a great master.
I am not no great master at frying. Now I think I might.
You know, learning to prep. The correct shaking action.
Right. You know, tempering action.
Of the breader.
Right.
Getting a nice even spread on it.
Right.
Then the grease has to be the right temperature, people.
Yeah.
You can't just drop it all in there willy nilly.
You ain't lying.
Can't be too hot neither.
No, and I didn't mean to interrupt you talking about
who knows what we were talking about.
Cheeto and Chief, but I just
Cheeto.
You know.
In other fuckboy news, Chris Brown is in jail right now in Paris.
Yo, okay. No, I didn't know. I was wondering why people was talking about Chris Brown, but I like so canceled Chris Brown that time I see him on my timeline, I just scroll past it. Like I don't even pay any attention. And my thing is, people's like, well, you know, Rihanna obviously forgave him and got back with him after that. I'm like, okay, well, that's her. She did. She got back with him a second and a third time, I think, after all of that.
That's cool.
Right. And I'm Right, I'm glad she had that growth or whatever. But I feel like every relationship he had prior, he still did the same shit. Like, even the Karrueche girl accuses him of being abusive. And like, he never really served any punishment, so I don't feel like he really learned any lesson. I think he had PR people telling him what to say and what to do, and so he never really learned the lesson from what he did, so he's not going to change, and he hasn't changed, and his behavior has proved that. So he being canceled. So if he in jail, oh well, fuck that nigga.
Moving on. It's Dragon Tuesday. No, it's the dragon.
It is. Whoa. I'm sorry, and I really need to quit being so mean.
Well, that wasn't mean. Fire hot.
Like, sometimes you gotta be, like, you know, straightforward and direct about shit. Like, I'm not wishing nothing negative on him, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't think about you either way.
Right.
So I sure as hell ain't sending you no positive vibes, but I ain't really sending you no negative ones either. I really ain't even, yeah, like, I'm just...
Well, yesterday was National DJ Day.
Was it?
Or it was also Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but it was National DJ Day.
Well, I'm like, I ain't hear nothing.
It's, I guess, the new holiday that they're pushing. Or it's one of the days.
National DJ Day. Yeah. Ugh, ew.
Thank you.
Ew to DJs. No. You know how many DJs have hurt my feelings or a lot? So,
people name DJ, or are you talking about like
people
DJ?
Name? No. Shout outs to my young dragon DJ. He's cool.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's not a DJ. You know. So was it like people name DJ Day, or was it
disc jockey?
Okay. Well, disc jockeys. Are the
stop
number one, like, don't date club promoters, or don't date DJs, you know, those people you should really stay away from. They will break your heart and hurt your feelings. Really, they're mean.
Like breaking records, I guess, you know.
You ain't got nothing to say. You used to be a party promoter.
No, I didn't.
You didn't used to be no party promoter?
No.
You weren't never promoting that?
No. No idea what you're talking about.
Whatever. And I'm pretty sure during that time you was probably out here breaking up the hearts. Like little eggs. You was cracking them and scrambling them.
I was an empty shell of myself.
Going through motion. Right.
And now that I have believed in magic and I have the energy.
I hear you.
These are all the Nas the Dragon songs.
I hear you.
That I'm dropping.
Right. I get it.
You know, I'm a whole new dragon.
Right. I get you. Well, that's not a Jameis. That's not a song.
That's
a whole new dragon.
That's about like Mario's New Africa song.
Right.
Mike's Trigger Warning.
Yo, Trigger Warning was so good.
We started watching it again.
We watched it again.
Yeah. So. It's that good. It's on Netflix. Please go out and watch it. And
it's good.
Again,
it was entertaining.
Shouts out to Killer Mike, man.
Right.
On Dragon Tuesday, you do a whole lot. You live stream. You are a painter. You're a musician. You had recently up a post where you were giving the people an opportunity to vote on which album you're going to do an album review art video to.
Yes.
Can you briefly just describe what an album review art is? And then we can get into the most recent one as far as the vote and how that vote came down.
Okay. Well, album review art started when I first started painting because I couldn't see well. And I was having really bad migraines. Someone asked to buy one of my paintings. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, shoot, what else? They were all the way in LA, I believe it was. And they sent me a letter after they received the painting. It was like, by chance, would you happen to know what you were listening to when you painted it? And I was like, yeah, you know, I could send you the whole playlist. And they was like, well, we want to play it while we're showing people our pieces. And stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I sent them the playlist, and then it just gave me the idea to, like, start documenting that. Like, it'd be one album with one person, because the thing I sent was a playlist, and it was like a black, as a matter of fact, I think it was a Black History Month playlist or something like that. So it was like, you know, a lot of Freedom March songs and stuff like that on it. It was really kind of cool. But that was on Tidal, by the way. But yeah, so I started doing it like that. Then I decided to bring, you know, pop culture into it by doing modern albums. I want to go back and do some old albums that I might have.
Classic.
Yeah, I want to go back and do some. I want to do some like that as well. But my most recent vote came down to Big Crit.
Okay, so it was between four artists. It was Ella May. Mm-hmm. Is it her or is it H-E-R?
Okay. You know?
I'm not sure. I do not know. Please.
I don't know if don't. People say H-E-R if they say her. I hear people say her. Okay. So, we'll just say her.
Big Crit. Mm-hmm. And what was the fourth one?
I can't remember.
I think it was Little Baby.
Oh, yeah, Little Baby. I only picked him because the hood seems to like him. Talking.
Yeah, he had a few... bangers, you know. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like that, I added him to the top four because I thought, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about him.
So it came down. It was a landslide vote.
Yeah, nobody voted for Lil Baby at all, though.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it came down Big Crit, but we already said that, so there was no use for the drum roll.
Oh yeah,
we already announced that. But but yeah, like nobody voted for Lil Baby. I thought, but it might just be my friends list, you know.
Right.
I didn't open the vote up to Facebook. So if I open the vote up to my Facebook, I don't know, that might be a different vote. It might change the vote. So I might give you guys a little bit more time to vote and put it up on Facebook. Because
yeah. Well, my vote's been cast. It's with Big Crit.
You done voted like 3 times.
I'm trying to rig the election.
I see.
Make sure that happens there.
I think,
well, you know, if I may. It's the newest album of them all.
Right.
Yeah, and it's the homie, Big Crit. You know what I mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things.
Your energy.
Right, and I really like that song. But there's another Big Crit album that I missed, I feel like. Didn't he just put out one not too long ago, though?
I don't know.
Or maybe I'm tripping. I feel like the only reason why I don't want to do the album is because I feel like I missed a previous album. And, you know, I just be feeling lost. It's like albums are like, you know, movies to me. They're like series to me. Like, oh, I didn't listen to...
Speaking of movies, I saw a picture with Michael Blackston the other day. He posted a picture. He was with Chris Tucker and Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Just like at a nightclub or something. He was like, name that movie. What's a good name for that movie? What do you think they would be starring in all three together? Chris Tucker, Michael Blackston, and Dave Chappelle. I was like, I don't know.
It should be Coming to Africa, and it'd be like the opposite of Coming to America.
I put that.
You did it? Did you?
I put Coming to Africa.
Did you really?
The sequel to Coming to America.
Right. It'd be like the opposite. Like he, and that's how they meet Michael Blackson, because he over there in Africa. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that it could be funny. That could be pretty funny. You know what? We giving away game for free. I'll turn this off.
Well, I've already tagged Michael Blackson.
Damn it!
And I tagged like two directors as well. So I tagged them some other titles of the movies that I felt like they could be
what,
in right
what
now.
What other titles are you
doing? One was called The Blackout. It's either a take on like The Hangover, but from a black man perspective. Like The Hangover movies with the four white guys that go on like a bachelor trip to Las Vegas, and they wake up and the guy getting married's missing. So a black version of that,
right?
Or like a 80s rap group that is struggling now, and they're doing a world tour, and they're really popular, and it's their like coming together story, and how it's fucking silly and crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or Class Reunion. It could be various things. Meet the Blacks 3 or 2. I'm not sure which one we're on, but anything like that would be hilarious, I think. Bad Boys 3 is about to come out.
Right.
They could all be in that cameos.
I'm low-key excited about this, but not all the way about Bad Boys 3. Like, I have high hopes. They both getting so old.
Oh, man.
But, you know, Will Smith be working out. I'm a little nervous for Martin. But his character...
Well, he's been doing well, I think. He's on tour right
he
now.
He kind of chunky, though. Like, you know? Like, I'm talking about, like, health-wise.
Yeah.
Like,
there was that spell, I think, yeah. He
was, like, sick and stuff. Yeah.
Like a heart attack or something like
that. I mean, we see Will being active and stuff, but still, he ain't going to be no Mike Lavery running with his shirt open. I just don't see that shit.
Well, maybe.
But I'm interested to see where they go with the storyline.
Right. And it's a unique opportunity that when they get to certain ages, you can start to pass the torch down. Like right. When
and I wonder if they're going to try to incorporate any political views into it.
It's going to be interesting to say the least.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I mean, I'm trying to think of... They didn't really touch on any political issues back in the day, but now I feel like with Will Smith being way more woke now, I feel like they might try to squeeze some political issues in there because they are black cops. They're black officers. You know, we have all these problems with police. And So I think it would be a good opportunity, and you're going to get an audience so you could put a good message in there and a lot of people will see it.
Definitely.
So, I mean, I feel like that might be a good reason to watch it.
Like, it's going to be an excellent movie nonetheless.
Right.
I think so. Definitely high hopes for some.
I hate when I have high hopes for things because people let me down, man.
It could just be one long chase scene, like Jason Bourne's last movie, and he has like 8 lines in the whole movie. It's just action, other people talking, action, things blowing up, and yes, more action. What do you mean? What are you looking at right now?
What am I looking at?
What's a good... I said, what do you meme? Like, you know, what do you meme? M-E-M-E?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need to start doing a segment where we look at some of the day's top memes or top little Instagram posts.
Ew, it's a spider in this man's ear.
That's pretty disgusting.
That shit looks scary.
It was like dancing around. It was real fuzzy.
It was real dancing.
It was zoomed in.
I would be.
But it wasn't like a microscopic spider. It was like a spider. Like, you can see this spider dancing in your
ear. I follow crazy people, so I really should do this for my Facebook.
Big shouts to what's the guy's name that does the animal voiceovers? The animal voiceover guy.
Oh, Tony Baker.
Tony Baker. Hilarious videos.
I can't remember.
If you've never seen these videos.
Yes, Tony Baker comedy.
It's always a guy talking or singing or something over like a clip of animals doing, you know, what animals do. And it is so heartwarmingly, gut-wrenchingly.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it'll if you don't laugh while watching one of Tony Baker's videos, I think you might just have a heart of steel.
Right, something might
something.
Be wrong
like,
with you.
You're a robot trying
okay,
to
so
figure out what
a funny
emotion
meme.
Is.
It said, "Death gonna die before Morgan Freeman does."
I know it better. Morgan Freeman been old since 1933.
Man, he been old forever. He been old my whole life. Like, people that have been old my whole life, I always just look at them and like, aw. And it seemed like it's the meanest people, too. Like, Morgan Freeman don't look mean to me. I don't know. Morgan Freeman look like if he your granddaddy, he probably tell you like it is. Wow. He don't really sugarcoat shit. Like, yeah, that's what he looked like to me. Like, he just...
I think he married his granddaughter.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He married his granddaughter.
It's like step granddaughter.
Shut up. Yeah, he's probably me. He's
I think he got a few restaurants too, so.
Yeah, so he's probably really bossy.
Probably got good taste in food.
Yeah, no, he's probably like me and bossy.
But borderline, how the fuck? Why? I mean.
But it's his grand stepdaughter, so she was like married into the family. He thought she was cute. That's crazy. Okay, whatever.
We're all grown ups here.
Right, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Don't take me to your family reunion. Might see a grand pipe at it. You know, on his way out.
I mean, how, like...
And then I'm be out here Anna Nicole Smith in it.
You skipped a whole generation. Like, I could have had your daughter, but I took her daughter.
Right.
Like, good God.
Well, it's only because he got money.
Morgan Freeman, he needs to play the Grim Reaper in the movie.
That's probably why he's living so long, because he probably the one out here taking all these other old ones live.
Sipping souls.
Yeah, they like, never. If Morgan Freeman visits you at night, it's over.
Man, I really hope nothing happens to Morgan Freeman.
No, yeah. No, me neither, but he's just really old.
Please, no tabloid.
It's all jokes.
Stories about Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
let's keep him a wholesome black guy.
I mean, you just said he married his granddaughter. How much wholesome? How much more wholesome?
Oh, shit. Wait, and I did say that.
Right.
Now people are going to look that up.
Right. Did he do that for real?
I think he married his step-granddaughter. I'm serious.
Well, yeah.
It was during a time, like, he got in a car
like,
crash.
So I feel like that's his, like that. Yeah, so that's probably his. Oh, that's when he was on Batman shit.
Yeah, it was like years back.
Yeah, but yeah, so, okay, well, hey, there's
They might be divorced by now, so. He might have come to, you know, his senses and divorced
him. I just don't see, like, nah, psych. You doing that for the money. You married.
Obviously so.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about sex. Like, that's really all I'm thinking about right now. And I'm just like, no thank you.
You were.
Oh, man.
How could you even... be aroused like you were having sex with my grandmother. You were laying pipe to my grandma.
I'm telling you something about them rank-offs. Something about a sex. Look, I'm joking. Something about a second pair of balls that just get me all aroused. It's something about the nose growing out your hair. I mean, the hair growing out your nose, baby. Looking like I need a tweezer. It's turning me on. Them grays, woo, they shine in the sunlight. I don't know. Them girls lying. She probably got daddy issues. I mean, because if that's her step-granddaddy, then she married into a new family, so she got daddy issues. Let me quit reading this girl life. I don't know.
For real. For real. Anyway.
Because she probably doing better than me right now. Especially if that's his ex-wife. She probably took him for some little change. Now she got a little young thing out there on her island.
She signed a prenup.
You never really
Why
know.
Would you not?
Young cootie will make you not do nothing. Right. That's what it'll do to you. I remember when I was in my early 20s. It's a long story. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that on another episode.
That's right. Of Hip Hop Graffiti. It's Dragon Tuesday. It's been a great Dragon Tuesday so far. We're going to keep it moving, man, because we're 22 minutes in. We'll record another episode real soon. I hope y'all have a good day. Peace and love and light to you. I wish the best for you. Much love and success. Peace.